Oh my God, we rolling, we're live, and ladies and gentlemen, I am in the room before Maverick. I just want to make that clear. Sometimes this guy thinks he can steal a show and come start the podcast without me. So I'm in here, grinding. And Maverick, let me tell you about Maverick. All right, guys, hopefully we're going to get some sauce on the girlfriend today, because I've been wanting to get some sauce on Maverick, talking about his girl for a little bit. He's coming in right now, I believe. He might be trailing in deep behind. There he is. Oh my, where has Maverick been? Where has this guy been? Welcome back, man.
I know, it feels like I haven't been here in a while.
It is a pleasure. My co-host.
What, like, we haven't done this in a while.
It feels that way, doesn't it?
And this is also a first that you beat me to the...
I know, I just wanted to make that clear in here before you got in here that I did.
Okay.
And I did, don't worry. Don't worry, I did. Welcome back to No Fox Given, the only podcast that matters. Man, there's been a lot of stuff going on. I feel like in social media, I mean, summer's like in full effect at this point. The YouTube boxing shit, that's like in the past now, which feels fucking great.
I think we could brief over that.
There's not a lot that I want to or probably shouldn't.
Did you not get paid?
Nobody got paid. This is like a public thing now. This isn't like a secret thing. This is a public knowledge.
Has Austin gotten paid?
I honestly don't know a whole lot of information. I know that LiveX Live claimed that they got 136,000 pay-per-view buys. And they're basically Social Gloves and LiveX Live, I think I read somewhere, they're filing for bankruptcy.
Well, because think about it. They got The Baby. They got...
Oh, yeah. So artists didn't get paid. Fighters didn't get paid. This is a public issue. Again, I want to make that clear. That's a public issue that's been known for 2 weeks. But yeah, crazy thing. I've had people come up to me and kind of be like, I mean, I think that everything's going to get resolved. I don't think Austin's like very happy with like how this is all, like, you know what I mean? I think there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that a lot of people aren't talking about, which there shouldn't be, because this stuff has to get resolved in like the legal way, you know, like there's a lot of shit that's got to go on. Cause think about it. It's not the type of thing where it's like, nobody got paid. Everyone got scammed. Fuck. It's like, no, like there's, think about like, FaZe Jarvis, he has like FaZe behind him that their team's coming after to figure out, yo, no, like we're getting paid. Where's our money? Like, I feel like there's a lot of people like that. So we're going to see with time. But yeah, that's an interesting thing, man. I've had people come up to me and say they think they're like, damn, you're like kind of the only one that dodged a bullet with that.
Yeah, if anything, like.
If anything.
You have no risk of like losing whatever winning. You had no risk of that.
I mean, I lost money paying like my trainers and my nutritionist and all the money I spent like on training and food and equipment. And so I lost that money, but I also gained, like, you know, I got to train and do all that stuff.
Yeah, it's a new experience. And then it's also another form of working out. It's not like you didn't have a fun, like, it wasn't like it was miserable working out for you.
It's not like it was miserable at all, but I haven't done a single day of it since I haven't had to.
Well, like, Sam's been training like crazy, though, because he has a fight coming up.
My trainer, Sam, who we had on the podcast in the last episode, which then, after this episode, this guy, I don't know if you guys follow us on the No Fox Club or maybe on Maverick's Instagram, this dude got choked out by UFC fighter Sam Alvey, who we had on the last podcast. Right when the episode ended, this dude walked straight up to him. After we had been talking about it, I think we said a story about it in the podcast.
Yeah, we did. Because I was like, he was like, you've never been choked out before? I don't know the exact words. And then I was like, no, why would I ever get choked out? Like, I do normal stuff. And then he's like, oh, you got to try it. It's amazing. Feels like a 2-hour nap. You got to try it. It's amazing. And then so then I go outside. I'm like, let's do it. And then you're like, you were pushing the issue. Like, I'm not forcing you to do this. And I was like, of course you're not forcing me to do this. Like... And then he choked me out, felt like a 2-hour nap, and I was like, damn, that felt great.
So you were like sitting there, because in the video, bro, like, by the way, the second you got knocked out, that's when I was like, oh, this is a bad idea. Because I low-key thought you were going to like have a seizure and die, like low-key, bro.
Dude, there are some people that came up to me and were like, you're an idiot, bro. That could have, whatever, you could have gotten some serious brain damage. I'm like.
But it's Sam. He wouldn't have done it.
Sam, like, is such like a family man. Like, and so I just saw how great of a, like, you know when you just see someone being a good dad and you're like, that's a good person? Like,
he could choke me out any day.
Yeah. Like, he was just like such a good dad. Yeah. And so I was like, oh, I trust him.
Good guy. You, like, choke me out any day of the week.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh my God.
I don't know if that's how it is for you. Like, you ever see like a good dad?
No, I mean, if I was going to let somebody choke me out, it'd be Sam.
Oh, 100%. Like, okay. As long as you're on the same page.
No, 100%.
But people were going for me. Like,
of course, bro. You look like you're going to die, bro. Like, your legs started twitching in the video. What did it feel like? Because you were sitting there.
It just.
And then, because you didn't even tap out either. What did it actually, walk me through what it felt like.
Okay. So He puts his arm around my neck, and then all of a sudden he just starts squeezes, and I was like, okay, damn. And all of a sudden you just feel like tingly all over, and I was like, I'm just going to close my eyes because I'm not obviously can hold my breath for like a minute. That's what I was thinking in my head. Like I'm going to be like.
But it don't even matter.
No.
It doesn't matter if you hold your breath.
And that's what I thought, like, because I can hold my breath for like forever.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought. And so I was like, I'm just going to close my eyes. And then I woke up.
It wasn't even like, did it feel like a snap of fingers, or was it like, was it 2 hours you were sleeping?
Oh, for sure. Like, felt like I was, like, when I opened my eyes, I had no idea where I was at.
For a quick second.
For a good second. I was like, oh, we did this. Oh, we this actually happened.
Yeah.
And so that was actually kind of crazy. Like, I did not realize it was going to feel like that. I thought it was going to be like panic mode. I was going to start slapping him to tap out. Nothing. It was just, yeah.
Mr. Stunt Double. Well, there's a lot of shit to talk about. I feel like, did you bring your little list of stuff you want to talk about?
No.
Are you freeballing it right now?
I am freeballing it because I just thought like we were going to like go over real fast after food. After we got lunch just now, and I thought like we're going to go over, get some points you're trying to talk about.
But I got my little things I want to go run over, and then you got your Maverick importantness.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I want to know about your girlfriend, bro.
What about her?
I just want to know about it. The people want to know about it because you've never, think about it. In your life, normal, you know what's going on.
Yeah.
I know what's going on. But these people, they don't know nothing.
What do you mean? She's out here visiting. She's been here for like a cool minute. Like,
I'm seeing you kind of like dive deep into the girlfriend game, bro. I like respect it. I'm glad you are. You know, I don't know if people at home, if you've had a girlfriend, if you haven't had a girlfriend yet, but Maverick's in the like you're in the deep stage where y'all can't. I'm kind of in that too right now, where it's like right when you split up for a second to like not hang out anymore, you're like, I miss you. And then the other person's like, I miss you too. And then you both come to the conclusion that you're both adults with jobs.
Yes.
And you're like, I could come see you right now.
I'm an adult.
Yeah, I could see you right now if I wanted. Nope. Tell me I won't. And then they're like, do it. And you're like, okay. And then you go back. So Maverick, like, he left to Texas for like 2 weeks, came back here for like a week. Then his lady friend came out for a couple weeks. And then they drove back to Texas. And then I was like, okay, perfect. I was like, I'm going to get Maverick back. Man, let me tell you, because I go up and down with my mental health too. But the boxing stuff been over, and I've been so excited about YouTube, which I want to talk about. And I was like, dude, because normally it's the other way around, bro. Normally you're hella excited for me, and I come home, and then I'm like, and then you're like, fuck.
That's how it always is.
So then now I've been like so excited, and then for like a week while you were in Texas, and you were supposed to come back, I was like, oh, he's going to come back. I'm so excited, bro. We're going to like just go on road trips, and we're going to be leaving and shit. And then you come back, and then you came over, I think, with your girl again. And you're like, she drove back with us. And then you're like, when are we going to Texas? And I'm like, what do you mean? You're like, we got to drop her off. But it makes sense because y'all are trying to get in that extra, that girl time.
Yeah, because she starts work on July 19th. So I won't be able to hang out with
her.
Which
is good.
I don't know. It probably won't be as easy.
Not good that you won't be able to hang out, but I'm saying it's good that you're getting in the time now.
Yes.
Which also, because at first, because you didn't communicate that with me. I think your girl's the one that told me that.
Yeah, because I just like let it happen.
Bro, but why? Because I'm your business partner. And if you think about it, like for a quick second, I start making up things in my head where I'm like, man, this dude really starting to bail on me. Like he's just about to be on his own shit. And then I hear that, oh, your girlfriend starts work July 19th. So she's going to be full time. And I'm like, oh, that makes sense. You're trying to get in the time now.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, do that, bro. Please do that. I hope you do. You know what I mean? But before you're just letting me like,
because I just don't like it. I don't like it when someone gives me advice that like I have to explain. So because like if I were to tell you like, oh, Adrian's coming out again, then you'd be like, why? Like you just spent 2 weeks with her. We need to get on this YouTube stuff.
Which I would have said.
Yes, which you would have said. And then I would have said, well, this, and this.
And then I would have said, oh. But instead, you just show up with her here. And then I'm like, oh, what is it you do? And you don't give any answers.
Yeah,
now we
that's
know.
True.
Which I'm glad. I'm glad you're doing that.
And plus, I'm like, I'm always the type of guy that's like, ask for forgiveness, not permission.
Of course. That's like the way to go.
100%. That's how you get everything. Like, literally.
Yeah.
You do it, and then you're like, oh. Like my sister, whenever like we were younger, I would always just do the bad thing, and then my sister would always ask my dad and not be able to do it. And I'm like, don't ask.
Yeah, don't ask. Do it, and then they'll say, don't do that shit again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. What happened again?
Right. Okay. I got canceled on TikTok, bro. Low key. Second time.
What do you mean?
Second time around. Like, different shit. It was so stupid, bro. It was really stupid. And it's also, yeah, TikTok is a joke to me after the whole TikTok boxing.
Is that what you said, fuck TikTok today?
Did I say fuck TikTok?
Yeah, you're on your phone, sitting down on the ground, you're like, fuck TikTok, and then just like put it in your pocket. And I was like,
what? Where?
At Kebab House.
I don't remember saying that. That was like 10 minutes ago.
Really?
I felt like that was like 20 minutes ago. I don't remember saying that.
You 100% said it.
Nah. But nah, TikTok has heavily more become a joke to me. I don't know. Just seeing how all those dudes acted to real people in real life at the boxing stuff really rubbed me the wrong way on a lot of them. Not all of them at all, but like a lot of the TikTok people. Well, so I was like on TikTok. Me and Bae had just gotten breakfast. And I like opened my TikTok, and on my For You page was that girl, Nessa Barrett. You know Nessa Barrett?
No, I don't know TikTokers.
Why would you, bro? Well, I get it. I get it. So let me break you in on some
like
TikTok
I know Drew
drama.
Dursky, and then I know Casey Frey.
Let me give you a quick run through on some TikTok drama real quick for the people, all right?
All right.
So listen, we got Josh Richards, head honcho in TikTok, right? He's big TikTok guy.
Oh, podcast. BFF. Yeah, that guy.
Josh Richards.
Yeah.
We got Jaden Hostler, who's like young MGK.
Don't know him.
I mean that in a good way. He makes good music. He like Blink 182 kind of music. He signed to Travis Barker.
Oh,
Jaden Hostler, Josh Richards. They're best friends. Josh Richards, she's dating Nessa. Okay.
Okay.
Nessa TikTok girl.
Nessa
she's
TikTok.
TikTok girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's quirky. She's relatable, maybe. Maybe unrelatable.
Yeah. Maybe
that's what makes her famous.
Uh-huh.
So Josh Richards and Nessa were dating. And then Jaden and Josh Richards were best friends, the boys. And then so Josh leaves somewhere. Fucking Jaden starts fucking with Nessa, homie's girlfriend.
Oh, no, bro.
Right? So that's like the little TikTok drama behind that. So then Jaden and Josh ain't friends no more.
Okay. Obviously.
Of course not. Anyway, so Nessa is like this pretty popular girl on TikTok. I was like on my For You page, I seen this random video of her in a car, like lip syncing. And I don't know why, bro. And this might be controversial, but like some people on TikTok, you know how they like, I can't even know how to explain this. They do that like TikTok, they have that like that TikTok style. Where they like hold their hand a certain way, and like when they voice things and they lip sync a certain way.
Yeah, yeah,
and they
kind
of like, do you know what I mean? Like, I can't explain.
You try to be cool. They just like try to be.
They have like this TikTok style of like they see other TikTok kids like lip sync in a certain way, and it's like popular, so they start lip syncing a certain way. But then it becomes their personality. It's like remember the joke of like the
with the thing that's like
Hydro Flask girls. It's like that kind of joke.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So, what were you gonna say?
No, the thing about TikTokers is. YouTubers, you fall in love with their personality and their videos, right? TikToker, you're just falling in love with the video. You don't even know their personality. So with how...
That was the difference we saw at the YouTube TikToker boxing event, which some other people pointed out to me, which they thought was funny, was like some bystanders that were there. They were like, it was funny watching the TikTokers come through the hotel at random times and then the YouTubers. Because like the TikTokers would have like posses and big security guards for some reason and camera people and like... Because they had a crowd, it'd create more attention. And uh-huh. Then, like, the YouTubers, they would, because they were sitting at the bar in the casino where everyone was staying, and they would see, like, you know, like the big head honcho TikTokers come out with, like, a squad of people and all extra and shit. And then, like, the YouTuber just, like Teji, just walking through the lobby with his girl. Like, you know what I mean? Like, difference. But, anyway, sorry, we're getting off topic a little bit. I love
shout out Teji.
TikTok's a great app, though. I love TikTok. And there's a lot of great TikTokers, by the way. So I see this For You page video of Nessa like lip syncing, and she had her like lip like she's like doing this thing with her lip, bro. And it's it wasn't a birth defect by any means. Like she was doing this thing with her lip. You know what I mean? Like I don't know,
like a smirk.
Like I don't know how to explain it. If you're watching on video, like I can't even do it. So I was like, what is she doing, bro? And I was with Bae. So I show Bae and I was like, whoa, what is she doing, bro? And I'm like, oh, I was being funny. I might have been a little like intoxicated even. I was like. Oh, I'm going to like duet this and like mimic what she's doing. And I posted this like as a joke, bro, like super random thing. Post this shit and get like 100,000 views in like 20 minutes. And then.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
100,000 views in 20 minutes
is
great.
I know, but I forgot about it. And I come back and it had this many views and I was like, oh shit. And I look at the comments and kind of people were pissed like because she has like diehard fans, bro.
Of course.
On TikTok. Like they got diehard fans on TikTok. Like I know they.
So did you delete the video?
I know they listening right now, bro. And.
Did you delete?
Yeah,
why would you delete the video?
I know I shouldn't have, but I also didn't really mean to like. I just, for some reason, it was a passing joke in my head. I thought it was funny and I didn't even think twice about it. I would never post something like that. So I get like start getting flamed, and then on my Instagram, I start getting tagged in like all these TikTok pages, like TikTok room and shit, whatever the fuck they are. They start posting me, like this fucker after the fight shit, you know, the TikTok, they're like they really hate me. Cause then I was like, remember I was like chirping at Nick Austin trying to get him to do the fight, and I was like saying stuff about Madison Beer, and then the Madison Beer fans, like that whole thing.
Yeah, but like that's like, I think they know that was like just fake. You're just trying to get the fight going.
I think some of them don't because they're like younger.
And oh, they, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
They I keep on
seriously.
Forgetting that, like...
But the Nessa thing, yeah, sure, like, as a like I just did it randomly, and I didn't think it would affect nobody. But I started getting flamed for, like, days, bro. like days. I was seeing like TikToks about it. I was seeing me tagged in Instagram. I got micro canceled. Not that it would ever do anything, because that's the thing about TikTok, bro. 3 days, it's over.
Oh, 100%.
Unless you do something fucked up, of course. Then it's like it lasts. But like TikTok canceled for that? No. This is the other thing.
And what is even...
So many people aren't on TikTok. So you get TikTok canceled, you're only like 20% canceled.
Yeah, but
then it heals itself.
And as long as you're not like doing anything that's like gonna hurt a brand, like what you did, like whatever, making fun of her, how she sings a song. It's not like a brand's going to look at this and be like, oh, we can't touch Tanner because he...
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, no.
If anything, and then I started getting the messages of people saying like, oh, you should have left it up. That was funny. Like, we think the same thing. Because I know there's people that think the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you think a certain way, there's other people that think the same way.
Of course. How many times have you been like on like Twitter and then, or your For You page or anywhere, Twitter, Instagram, and there's like a meme that's like specific for your life and you're just like...
Yeah, exactly. Like, exactly.
I thought I was the only one.
Yeah, what the fuck? Like, you ever be in the car staring at something, but you have to drive, so you have to force yourself to stop staring, but it feels really good, or no? Do you not relate?
I do not relate.
Really?
I've been in this situation where...
Do you ever be in the car, and you're driving, you're the man, like, man in this ship, right? You're driving, and you start staring at something, at a stoplight, maybe, and it, you know how staring feels really good? No.
Yes, I agree,
Yeah, staring sometimes feels really good. You ever be staring at something in the car, and then you like starts like zoning off, and it starts feeling so good, like almost like a mini orgasm. And you don't want to stop staring, but then the light turns green, you have to force yourself to stop the stare. No?
I just keep staring, or I blink really long.
I don't know, man. I hope somebody relates to that. I got some little notes.
Wait, so... How are you with Bae? So you got a girlfriend now. I was pushing the issue and you're like, we're just doing
our
thing.
Yeah, we've fully been girlfriend and boyfriend.
What made the switch?
Since June.
Did you ask her?
I did, yeah.
What would you say?
It was funny though, because like our conversation kind of fucked it up. Because like it didn't fuck it up. It didn't fuck nothing up. But
did I get you in trouble?
No. Because we thought about it, it made me think about how do I do it? What is the right way to ask her to be your girlfriend? You know what I mean? Because we started thinking about it. Before, it was like, oh, yeah, you definitely, like, ask her in a nice spot where to be your girlfriend. But then y'all were saying, like, oh, I don't even ask her. Oh, I would just, like, do it. Like, oh, you know what I mean? So then we were just, like, chilling. We were at her apartment, and we were just, like, sitting across from each other. And then I was like, we're boyfriend and girlfriend, like, at this point. And then she's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, right? And I was like, yeah, like, you're my girlfriend, right? It was pretty much along those lines. And then she's like, yeah. And then a day later, she's like, what did you like mean by that? Like, what were you? And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, I asked you to be my girlfriend. She's like, did you? Like, I was like, yeah, will you be my girlfriend? And then she's like, yeah. So that's kind of, that's how it felt though. We were just like boyfriend and girlfriend already.
Yeah. Like, that's how I saw it. I called it. And I was like, you guys are just boyfriend and girlfriend already.
Yeah, fact.
But do you ever go crazy old school and ask the parents if it's okay to date their daughter?
No. I've never done that. You do that.
I do that.
Yeah, you're the type of dude to hold a boombox outside a house and throw pebbles at the window.
I've done that once.
No, you did, didn't you? That was a long ass time ago.
That was a long time ago.
I literally said that as a joke, and then I remembered you actually did do that. Like, full on out of a movie.
Well, it was like that's what I was like in high school, though. So I was like a little like...
Yeah, you thought that like, oh... This is how they do it.
This is how they do it.
Yeah.
But wait, why don't you ask? Why don't you do that? I feel like if you had a daughter, wouldn't you want the person they're dating to like ask you?
Yeah. But she lives by herself and her mom lives in Mexico. So I mean like, and I didn't know her mom. I didn't meet her mom.
Oh, it's just her mom?
Yeah.
Okay. So then I get it then. That makes more sense.
Yeah. I got some crazy stories, bro.
What's your crazy story?
All right, I got a couple things to say.
Let it out.
I got a couple things to say that just like weird moment. Listen, I don't know why I wrote this down. I might have been high. But I was standing outside yesterday and I like happened to have noticed a butterfly. Okay? I don't ever notice butterflies.
What color?
I just noticed it was white. It was all white.
Okay.
But I had noticed this butterfly for the first time in a while. And I had noticed the fact that I noticed the butterfly, right? Like I was like, I'm acknowledging that butfly. Okay, that's really
so
self-aware.
Out of body experience.
Yeah. But I do that shit all the time. No, but this isn't even my story. But so...
Whose story is this? He's just jacking stories
no,
now?
No. That's not the story. I'm still talking.
Like, okay.
This is me. So I noticed a butterfly. 2 seconds after I noticed this bitch, I follow it, and it fucking... It flies right by a tree, and a lizard on the tree eats the butterfly.
Dog.
That's got to mean something.
That's some bad juju.
Is that bad juju? That's got to mean something, bro.
Something beautiful about is going to end. It's going to get taken by a lizard.
Oh, maybe it already did.
Why?
Maybe it already did.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe it did. You actually don't know.
I don't know. Maybe something already did happen. But that happened. That was a thing that happened. And then this story I wanted to say. This podcast is like more of just like stuff I wanted to tell you about, I think.
Let it off. I'm here to listen.
Maverick's like, fuck yeah, let's work. I got this. All right. Last 2 weeks ago, I went to Tucson, Arizona for Shelby's grandmother's funeral.
Oh, yeah. Right? You were talking about that. I like... What's crazy too is like you guys are just starting to date, and so that's like something very serious that happens so early in the relationship.
Yeah.
And so you're like on thin ice. How do you react? Is there a certain
way? No, and I wanted to go because it was like a 7-hour drive all the way to Tucson. I didn't want to go by herself and for that. You know what I mean? So I definitely wanted to go. And she wanted me to go. So we went, but the point of me telling this in the what was that, bro?
I didn't hear nothing.
Really? That sounded like somebody said, never mind. Sorry. That. Is that your chair?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, so, that, guys.
The point of me telling the story, though, is that while I was at this funeral, you wouldn't believe this. We're chilling there, and then Shelby has two cousins that she had never met. And so we're chilling, and like people are reading their stories and stuff. And then these like two girls are probably like my age, I feel like. Like, they were, like, kind of staring at us. And then, like, the stories ended for the thing. And then there she's like, hey, I know this is, like, kind of a bad time. She's like, but I really love your channel. I just thought, I wanted to say that on the podcast. It sounds, like, worse to say that loud. But it was crazy to me that I was at a funeral. And, like, how random it would have been for the fans. Or, the supporters. You know what I mean? They said they like my videos. You're not giving me much of a reaction, so I feel like the story's not good.
No, because, how did you react? I feel like
no. That's what I mean. I just kept thinking the rest of the time. I was like, "What are they thinking?" You know what I mean? Think how random it is for them, bro. That was their grandma's funeral.
And then they're at your grandma's funeral. Yeah,
I'm at their grandma's funeral.
And they're like fans of the channel or supporters of the channel.
Hold on, what the fuck? And then they never met because I'm dating their cousin.
Yeah,
but they never met their cousin.
Just mind blown.
I don't know. Maybe that wasn't a good story. It sounded like it was crazy to me. I was just like, what are the odds of that?
You want to know a good story that's happened in my life?
Yes, I would love to hear a good story.
Okay, I don't know if I'm really allowed to say this, but I think I could be allowed to say this. So my brother has been dating his girlfriend for like three years now.
Okay, feel like I know you're going to tell me.
And, yeah.
Continue.
And then he was like, came up to me, he was like, Maverick, look at this. He bought a ring. He wants to propose to her. He's like, bro, I love her so much. I was like, bro, that's freaking crazy. He's like, yeah, I'm on my way to talk to her parents.
Shit.
Tonight, and whatever. He was like really nervous. You can tell it. He goes, drives all the way down there.
How far is the drive to her parents?
It's 30 minutes past your house. So
from San Diego, it's like an hour and a half drive.
Yeah, hour and a half drive. Drives an hour and a half. Goes and meets the dad for coffee or no pizza. Pizza at a pizza spot over here.
Yeah.
And bro just says no.
No way.
Just says no straight up.
No way.
He just says, I'm not going to bless a failed marriage. And, like, I can see why, because they're really young. Like, you know? Like, definitely.
Wait, when was this, bro?
This was, like, probably, like, 2 weeks ago. Maybe three. Maybe two weeks ago. But I was just, like, so just, like, oh, my gosh. That's got to be devastating.
God. Oh, my God, bro.
But I can see both sides clearly. Like,
yes.
Spencer finally has gotten, an adult job in my head, like, quote, unquote. And he can probably move out, not comfortably, but he can move out if he wanted to and start a family.
So where do they go from here? Is that TMI?
Well, right now they've just been they've been making him do marriage counseling, which is honestly really smart. And
marriage counseling before to like prove that they're good or?
Yeah. So like it's basically like they're talking to
So they want to make it work. They're like, no, what the fuck?
Yeah,
they'd be like, what the fuck you mean? Let me show you.
Yeah, exactly. So they're just going through the hoops right now, doing what they need to do. It's kind of crazy because Spencer has a goal, really. He's really focused.
Okay, but
on
hear
it.
Me out. Hear me out. Technically, they're both adults.
Yeah.
So the dad's blessing doesn't really matter, but she obviously would never want to ruin her relationship with her father.
Yeah. So it's just like the nice. And Spencer's kind of really young.
Yeah, they both are.
Yeah.
Oh, my age.
She's not even legal to drink yet.
21, so. Yeah.
She's 20 and the Spencer's 22.
22 now.
So, yeah, I can see they're so young. So I can see why he would say no. Nothing wrong with waiting, realistically.
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all. But that's just crazy because I've never heard a story of
saying no. Yeah, like, and it was just because, like, they're just young and he just thought they were just a little immature to be doing this. And I can see his point so clearly, but I felt so bad for my brother.
Oh my God, me too, bro. That's why I did not. I thought you were going to tell me that they proposed.
No, because he was like on such a high up. He was like so excited.
I remember it's been in talks for like a year.
Yeah. He like showed the ring. He was like super.
Been talking about.
Saved up so much money to get this ring and just to get shot down.
Fuck, bro.
Yeah. I didn't know if people said no either.
I didn't either. That's why I'm like, I really didn't. When I said, oh, I think I know what you're going to tell me, I thought you were going to say he finally did it and proposed.
No. So hopefully we'll queue you up when he's finished his marriage.
Can I know, like, do you know, like, when the dad said no, what was, like, did he just, fuck, all right,
he just
leave?
Said, like, yeah, basically it was just, like, since it was just, like, well, what's like, going to change your mind? And then he was, like, well, marriage canceling.
That's fair. So he wanted answers. Yeah, like, solutions.
Yeah. So Spencer fought pretty hard. He was, like, oh, well, I disagree with you wholeheartedly. Whatever. They had their argument. But at the end of the day, Spencer's not going to be disrespectful to someone's father.
Of course not, yeah.
Yeah, that's just like, you don't want to burn a bridge.
That's not the Leonards.
Of course not.
All right, man. I got this good story for you that I'm waiting to tell you.
Okay.
All right. Listen, guys, you're going to want to hear this. Let me stretch. All right, man.
Crack the neck.
I can't crack the neck. It don't crack. All right. I don't even think I told you about this. I didn't tell a lot of people about this, and I actually can't believe I'm about to tell this on the podcast a little bit. I really have had to think about it. How does this make me look? But it doesn't make me look bad. It shouldn't. Because it's not my fault.
Okay.
And it's not... Yeah, just hold on. I hype things up. I have a thing of doing this. I hype things up so your brain goes wild with imagination.
Yeah, and then it's not that bad at all. And then I'm like...
No, but it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy, bro. Listen, all right. So basically, I ingested laced drugs.
Okay, that's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
What type of drugs?
That's pretty bad. All right, let me run you down with the story. So
like narcotics?
I don't know what it was, bro. I'll tell you. I'm going to run you down. You can give me your analysis. So maybe like a week ago, I had been getting like, because I started smoking more. And I started smoking after the fight show was over. You know what I mean? I've been vibing up here.
I've noticed.
Yeah. And
I walked into your bathroom the other day and it's just like the hot box of the century with you and your sister. And your
well, that was because, like people were here and we didn't want to like.
It was just me.
No.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
It was everybody?
It was a bunch of people here. And I just didn't want to be rude, so we went in there.
Oh, okay.
So that's why. I don't like be smoking inside like hella like that. But sometimes it's a vibe. But
it looks like you guys are having a great time.
Anyways, I feel judgment low key. I always am embarrassed to smoke around you, bro.
Why?
I don't know, bro. I feel like you judge me.
No, why?
Really?
If anything, if I would probably be judging you if like you weren't on your shit, but you're so on your shit.
Okay,
it's not like I'm. If you were smoking,
I know, but I can
like
tell
you're
disappointed.
Why?
I don't know. I just can tell.
No,
really? I feel like you hate people who smoke weed.
No, I just don't like the people that like think smoking weed is the cure-all drug. That will brag to you and be like, "Well,
I do that?"
No, not at all.
Okay, so you don't hate me?
No, it's the people that what? It's just
all right,
the people
all right, that. Let me tell you my story. Let me tell you my story. I get it. I get what you're saying. So basically, I had been ordering fucking weed. I've been getting weed from like a plug instead of a dispo because the dispensary that was the closest here closed a couple months ago. And then I kind of got over like, I don't know, weed maps and shit. That's kind of annoying. I don't know.
So you have to tip the driver.
Yeah, so I just wanted to get like a plug. So I got introduced to this person. And I had maybe gotten weed from this person like three or four times. So basically, man. I was at the house, okay? I'm with me, George, not George Janko, George Army Tricks. We call him Army Tricks. But
bro, that guy
George Martinez, who helps with all my cars. So he was here with his girlfriend. And his girlfriend had basically hit the weed. And then apparently she got like a little freaked out and like went in the room or whatever. Because she had first time meeting me. So she was telling George she didn't want to like seem weird around me. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. You know, like she said she smokes weed all the time. Like, I don't know what the problem could have, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this has happened before. And then so I'm just like, oh, damn, like, I hope she's all right. Just let her know. Like, I'm not going to trip. You know, I've had anxiety before when you smoke. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
And nothing, whatever. So it's like 9 o'clock. And actually, it's like probably like 10 o'clock. And I was like, I had a long day. And for some reason, bro, I was like, I'm going to get blitzed as fuck. I'm by myself and George is with his girl. So I'm just like, I'm going to get high as fuck.
For no reason.
For no reason. And then I'm just going to like literally go in my room and fucking watch Manifest on Netflix. So like, I was just like, vibe, let's go. Because I haven't done this in a while. You know what I mean? Like, I made myself. Anyways. So just the one night I decide that I'm going to like hit this goddamn little pipe thing way too many times than I normally do. You know what I mean? I hit this shit so many times.
Just did on you purpose, green out or something?
No, bro. No. Actually, okay, not too many times. I hit it like probably like 7 times when I normally would hit it like 2.
Okay, yeah. Just an absurd amount.
Yeah, like I just kept ripping that shit.
No business.
And so basically I walk in my room after. I'm like, all right, good night, bro. I'm trying to go to bed early too because I wanted to wake up early next day. So I walk in my room like 10 p.m. No, 10:30 p.m. maybe. Right when I walk in my room, I get a text from my homie who wants to film a car YouTube video, the Dobre brothers. He texts me.
Oh, you met them at FeelFest.
Yeah, yeah. So I was texting him back. So I got all excited and I run out in the living room to go tell George. I'm like, hey, bro, when can we set up a video to do with the Dobre brothers, blah, 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 blah. Can you come? I'm talking to him. In the middle of me talking to him, bro, it was like the weirdest experience, bro. That's why I just want to tell you the whole story. I'm in the middle of talking to George in my living room and out of nowhere, everything just tunnel visions.
Oh,
and
no.
And I'm like, and I literally was like,
I fucked
what
up.
The fuck? I was like, what the fuck? Because then my first thought was, I've never been this fucking high before, like in my life. And I've like smoked quite a fair amount of weed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I feel like.
You dabble.
I dabble. Like I would know.
What my tolerance is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, you know what I mean? I've never felt like this before. And I'm like talking to him, bro. And I'm just like speaking sentences like I am right now, but I have no idea how I was. Like I was just like talking to him and I don't know how I was forming sentences, but I was like, so. Like I started hallucinating and then I'm like, and then mid convo with him, I'm starting to freak out and I don't want to like be weird to him and be like, I am fucked. You know, cause that's like weird. It's like, what do you mean, bro? You just smoked weed a little. Like,
yeah, exactly. You don't want to be the guy that can't hang.
That's like tripping though. Like, cause uh-huh. It wasn't like, oh my God, I'm so stoned. It was like, what the fuck's going on?
Do you think someone laced it with salvia or something like that?
I don't know what that is. I have not heard that before, but let me keep telling you about it and you can tell me what you think. So I'm like, what the fuck? I'm trying to figure out how to get out of this conversation with him. And then I'm like, wait, where's my fucking room, bro? And I'm looking around my house, bro. I swear I'm hallucinating. Like, I never had this has never happened to me before, ever. Like, my whole house is, like, rotated. And I'm like, which direction is my fucking room? Like, I don't know which way I'm standing right now. And then I, like.
And are you not panicking?
No, I'm not panicking. I'm, like, I'm thinking this all in my head while I'm talking to George completely normally. And then I'm, like, looking around. And I'm like, which way is my fucking room, bro? I couldn't remember if my room was down this hall or that hall. I swear. It was the weirdest feeling because I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And I get in my room. And then I'm like, everything was just like crazy. Like, I remember like, I was like touching the carpet and shit and like felt crazy. And then bro, I remember I got my room because for a quick second, I low-key started freaking the fuck out. Cause like I had just smoked weed and I was like, what is this? And I'm by myself. And then I'm like, if this is laced, like I started thinking, if this is laced, what if I get like fucking something bad happens? You know what
yeah.
I mean? So I started freaking out. So then I had to go pray and like chill the fuck out for a minute.
Pray. That's your go-to?
Always.
Always.
Yeah. So I just like start praying.
I like that.
I start praying and like, and I'm there for like maybe 5 minutes is in my head. And then I'm like, all right, you're good. I'm just like, you know what? I'm here. So I might as well fucking be here. You know what I mean? Open my eyes. I stand up. And then I remember like the first thing I was like, oh my God. Cause then I started like enjoying it. Cause I felt better that I prayed. And then I was like, all right. Oh my God. Music will sound so good. So I played like, I went on YouTube, bro. And again, I was wired too. It was weird. Cause I remember I felt wired and not like stoned when you smoke weed. Cause you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I felt like when you smoke weed, you're kind of like, oh, I don't want to make a bowl of cereal right now. Fuck that. But like, I was like, bowl of cereal? No problem. Let's fucking go. I'll make 10 bowls of cereal. Let's get it. Like, I was like that.
Yeah, that I don't know what that is. Do you know if it's salvia or?
Salvia is like different. Like,
yeah, I don't know. So then I'm just wired as fuck. Like, and I'm like, I remember thinking, oh my God, music's going to sound so good. I go on YouTube and just search music. I click on the first fucking thing. Any sound, bro, was just like, I can't even explain it. It was like the most crazy experience ever. So hear me out. So then I'm like, yo, this is fucking crazy. I'm like, all right, I probably need to go to sleep. At this point, I had been in my room like fucking like mobbed. Like, bro, I walked in the bathroom because I needed to go pee. And I went in the bathroom. I looked at the sink and I was just like, oh my God, the water would feel so good.
This sounds more like shrooms than weed.
Bro, it wasn't shrooms because I smoked this weed.
Yeah, do you think you're just smoking shrooms?
I don't think that's fucking possible. I don't know what it was, bro. But like the like...
I don't know drugs enough.
Dude, that's what I mean. So I'm like low-key freaking out, and then halfway through, I'm still like, yo, this shit is definitely not weed. Like, I am aware of this, but then I'm also like, I'm in it, so what the fuck am I supposed to do?
You just have to go along for the ride.
So anyways, I'm like, it was low-key overwhelming. So then at like 11:30, after like maybe 2.5, 3 hours, it might have been like 12, I go to sleep. I make it to sleep. I wake up in the morning, bro. Can't even explain this, bro. I can't explain this. I don't know what this means to me, but I had felt like I had time traveled, bro. Like, it was the weirdest shit, bro. Normally, for the last like month, I've been like way over anxiety, stressed the fuck out. And like, I have this voice in my head almost that like kind of talks shit to myself all the time. And I had woken up after this, that voice was gone. I've literally been off a good one since this day.
That's like, why you text me, let's grind.
But I've been off a good one every day.
Like, I noticed. I've genuinely noticed your attitude shift recently.
Yes, and it was that.
I just didn't know if like, I didn't know where it was coming from. I just like, I was like, oh shit, hopefully I don't fumble the ball here. Because I know you, if I'm being lazy, it's like, let's be double lazy.
Yes. But no, that's what I mean. And like, it freaked me out and it made me like really like, I don't know. I got over smoking weed. I didn't smoke for a couple days right after that. And then, so like, I've been dabbling, you know, here and there. But like, it made me hella like over that in a different way. And then it set me off on like this, like, bro, I can't even explain, bro. In my like, I woke up and I felt like, I always think about, which is probably unhealthy, but I always think about like, oh man, 2016 was the best days. Everything was so simple. We had the most fun, blah, blah, blah. I always tell myself, I really wish I just had the mindset I did when I was 16. And I don't know if I like manifested and like made this whole thing up in my head.
Well, it's because
when I had woken up from this thing, I had felt like I had a more mindset closer to when I was like younger, which was fucking weird, bro. Because again, none of this was meant to happen. And I freaked out at first. And then I woke up the next day. The voice in my head's fucking gone. I feel like overall more clarity. Like, it was weird, bro. It was like more content in a great way. It was a fucking weird experience.
That's pretty good.
And I threw that shit away, by the way. The next day, I was freaked out on that. I threw that shit away. I'm not going to that person again. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Definitely learned my lesson to never get marijuana from anywhere else but a dispensary, which is like legal and by the government.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm definitely not
FDA approved.
Yeah, definitely not making that mistake again. But like, fuck shit experience.
I mean, I feel like it was good for you, right? Don't you hate how like the older you get, there's like that thing in your brain, for guys at least, that tell you what's a good idea and what's a bad idea? And when you're like 25, your brain's fully developed?
28, actually.
28.
Mm-hmm. I learned that from the brain doctor I was going to.
Okay.
He said 25 is a myth. It's actually 28.
I was like doing, I was trying to go fish this fishing spot, and then there's a bunch of no fishing signs everywhere. And I'm like, bro, if I was literally like 2 years ago, I probably wouldn't even have cared about those signs. But I'm looking at those signs and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to not fish today.
Well, it also sucks because when you're like below the age of 18, everything's just like, I didn't know.
You're right.
I didn't know.
I didn't know. Yeah. Now it's like, bro,
it's like,
knew.
All right, well, I'm gonna call your parents and make sure you don't do this again.
And then,
but now it's like, you're a fucking adult, kid.
Yeah. You're getting this fine.
Yeah,
for sure.
Go. Yeah.
I hate that too about getting old. It's like, you have to really like think about consequences.
Oh, 100%. And you start learning, you start experiencing consequences. So then those become memories for the next time things come around and you go, oh, and what if I get this consequence?
Always remember the shitty memories.
You
bro.
Do. Of course you do.
The shitty memory, bro. I can look back on the times that I've been miserable, and then way often the times I've been like amazing, but the times I've been miserable don't even seem that miserable, but in the moment they're terrible. You agree?
100%.
Like, I'm sure with your boxing event, you're probably like somewhat stressed. I don't know. You kept a cool head the whole time, but probably. No,
I hated it. I mean, I didn't hate it, but it was a lot of work.
But now looking back at it, was it even bad?
It was a lot of work, and fuck that event too. Like the whole weekend in Miami sucked.
I felt like you posted that. We already talked about this, but you posted that picture with you and your girl, and I was just like, bro, that was just like a perfect like. I don't need this.
I didn't need that.
And it was like, I was like, damn, that's just so hard, bro.
Yeah, hey, you said you seen a notice. You notice a difference.
Yeah, you just want to like go and do stuff. And then usually, like you said, Paul at 9 a.m. And I was like, no fucking way, this guy's going to wake up at 9 a.m. Like,
Bop.
You know what I mean?
Bop.
You're there. And I was like, wow. Like, because usually this guy, something will happen in the morning. And then all of a sudden you'll text me and be like, never mind. We're not even going to go to Paul. Let's just go. We're going to wait for Lindsay or something like that. And then we'll film the podcast and we'll go from there. But nope, you're there at 9 a.m. You're already in the podcast room ready to go before me, which is
never happened.
Never happened. And then Probably.
We've had a great fucking conversation right now.
Yeah.
I feel like we have.
I mean.
That's what I mean. I'm just here
talking, though. This is just us catching up because I haven't seen you in like 2 weeks.
I know.
Or like really talked to you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's been like real quick at the Hive. And then even at Hive, I noticed it too. You just flipped that switch real quick into getting into just being like, I don't know, talking to everybody, making sure everyone feels welcomed. I don't know. You're really good at that. And I'm always so impressed whenever I see that.
What?
Just like how you interact with people. You bring out this like side, like it's like I'm going to be your best friend. And then like, it's not even like it's like an act. Like you, it's like you're genuinely like trying to be everyone's best friend in the room.
Yeah.
And you genuinely care. And the next time you see him, you remember everything. And it's just like, I'm like, damn, that is impressive.
I appreciate that, bro. Cause I go out of my way. I try to do that for each person.
Yeah. You do a great job. That
treat everyone equally.
The little homie that was there, you made sure to give him knuckles, made sure he was stoked. And yeah. Then you're always good. Whenever someone's filming, you're always like, what content do you need? Like, you're not like, got my content, let's go. You make sure everyone in the room got their content, got their videos, and then you leave.
Yeah,
and I think I'm like, dang, that's because you don't see it from any, maybe I could be wrong, but from most people I see at the house or when we go to LA, it's very just like, let me get my video and we're good.
Yeah.
Video and then done.
Yeah.
They want to leave.
100%.
And it makes sense that that's their job. Their job isn't to help your channel.
I think that comes from like, treat others how you want to be treated.
And it definitely goes far.
Yeah. My dad, that's like the one thing that stuck with me from my dad, probably.
Really?
Treat others how you want to be treated.
Because your dad, okay, his dad in Point Loma, Shelter Island, is a legend. You ask anybody that lives on a boat in Shelter Island, you know Billy Fox?
Yeah.
They'll say yeah. They'll say yes. Within,
are you Billy Fox's son?
Yeah.
Like, dude, was I with you? We were fishing in Shelter Island down there maybe like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And I went to go piss in the bathroom. And like the guy was like, how the fuck you get in there? Because I low-key didn't even go in the bathroom. I like pissed around the side because like that door was closed.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the fuck were you doing back there? And I was like, oh, I was taking a piss. He's like, how the fuck you get in there? I'm like, oh, Billy Fox. Well, he's like, oh. He was like all pissed at me at first though.
Yeah. Then he's like, oh, Billy Fox. Oh,
I'm okay. Billy Fox's son.
Valid. And it's like so crazy. Wait, you saw your dad the other day. Your dad saw the house.
Holy shit.
What was that like?
Yeah. My dad.
I was blown away. I saw the picture and I was like, get out of here.
Weird. But my dad, surprisingly, he has never visited my house. I've lived here for the last 3 years. He's never seen it, ever.
Yeah.
Never seen his son's house. So, I mean, I've been trying to get him to come up here for so long. And there's a, like, we've had our, you know, our stories.
Yeah, because you've always been upset with him that he's, like, hasn't, whatever, put in enough effort that maybe you wanted to see. And then he's probably felt like...
Well, yeah, there's a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
But he's never made his way up here. So I finally talked him into coming up here.
Was it good?
Yeah. He came up with my grandpa. And, I mean, he was only here for 45 minutes. I wish I got to see him stay a little longer. But, yeah, I showed him around the house. I just, like, I don't know. I think it did, like, it was some sort of closure. Like, because I really wanted him to see it.
Well, hopefully.
But then he saw it, and it was, like, yeah, I don't know.
It was like, wow, cool. And then it was just, like, it is what it is.
I mean, I'm glad I got to see him. But, I asked him to go in a ride for the Lambo.
He didn't want
to
do it?
Yeah, he said no. Probably because it's a fast fucking car, you know what I mean? Like, if it's unsafe or whatever. But still, I was like, aw. You know what I mean? He didn't want to go in that.
I tried to get my dad to go in the 240. He was like, no.
Really? Yeah, it's like dad shit. Like they just are like, nah, that's not fucking safe. But no, he was only here for like 45 minutes. And then I think he went back to Florida. So
wait, does he live on a boat in Florida or no?
No, he got a normal house over there now. But I literally saw him for 45 minutes.
Well, did you find out like
first time
like
in like
Florida?
2 years. Florida, he's out there because I believe the lady he's dating, her brother... Somebody in her family, they went out to like help or something because they were maybe sick. Okay. I could be wrong. I should know, but I don't.
I wonder how he likes Florida from San Diego because it's the same but different.
Same but different. Humid.
Yeah, it's humid.
Not dry. San Diego.
You got the creatures.
You got that desert talk.
I feel like that's like my favorite type of like content to watch is those Florida people go insane with the animals, like catching the snakes and the fishing. I don't know. Florida seems like such a vibe. To watch, or have you noticed? Like, I'm kind of all over the place. But would you rather? I feel like I'm the type of person that rather watch the content than be in the content.
Yes, bro.
Are you the same way?
Yes, bro. Let me tell y'all. Me and Maverick let y'all in on like the biggest secret. I'm not at all gonna say that making YouTube videos is not fun because it is so fun.
Yes,
it is so fun, honestly. But it is 100% of the time always way funner to watch the YouTube video than to be in it.
Oh, bro. But like, remember when we were kids?
And there's something about watching the content that's so fun.
So fun. So fun. I'm obsessed with it, especially when someone lives a, such a different lifestyle than you too.
Yeah, and it's almost like I'll even film myself for my vlog getting in the car, getting in the Lambo, and I'll be like, why am I filming this? This is so stupid. But then I watch it back, and I'm like, oh, that was like an important clip to tell the storyline.
Yes.
I'm really bad at seeing that when we're filming.
I am the worst too. I've noticed, like, I just can't, for some reason, pick up the camera and just like, show up and just like film you in your house. Like I just like, it's so cringy to me. And then when I finally get up the courage to go and just be the cringy YouTuber, I'm like, wow, this actually looks
really
good.
You're like, this is how it's supposed to look. And you watch the footage back and it's no problem.
Yeah. And no one thought anything weird of it. If anything, if I didn't do this, people would be like, this is a weird YouTube video.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's, I hate how, I don't know how to eliminate that thing in my brain that says this.
It's just getting better at doing it. I've even learned that, bro. I try to think so hard. Especially right now, I'm trying to put out really good YouTube videos.
Oh my gosh, bro. The Fuel Fest video I saw, bro, I was so impressed with that. I was like, this is a Tanner Fox vlog.
Yes, bro. And then my next four after it. I don't know if you've been watching.
Yeah, I watched the, what's the one you just posted? What was the title? The Lamborghini.
JDM Drift Car with Us.
You and talking to Ramin.
Yep.
Right, Ramin. You talking to Ramin. Just like, it seemed like friends. Like, and I was just like, wow, this is so lit.
Yeah,
like,
it's good vibes, bro.
Yeah.
The vibes feel back. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I was like, wow, I like it. So I don't know. Is it kind of hard for you though to get like adjusted to your views from 2017 to like now?
Surprisingly, like it's not as like a big deal as you think. If anything, you get used to the standard wherever it is.
I don't
know what I mean.
Because my standard is. It's kind of crazy to me. Every single one of my videos that I posted, like, thank you guys, every one of you.
But they're like this.
Have been 1 out of 10, 1 out of 10, 1 out of 10 for the first week. And then they die. Either they die off and another video did way better. But for the most part, it's 1 out of 10 for like the first week. And
that's
like,
where all the serotonin comes from, bro. That's all it's about. Is
exactly.
1 out of 10.
And it's just like, holy cow, this is what 1 out of 10 feels like.
That's literally what an entire YouTube video is about.
Yeah.
Is the 1 out of 10. Like 100% of the time. No, but my video, my views right now, if anything, I'm really trying to work on like, I want my fan base to be like
Danny Duncan's.
No. But like, no, just
no?
Like they, no, I'm saying I want my
like that
fan
cult.
Base. Yes. Yeah. Sorry. So yes, you are right. I thought you meant like,
bro, they have the cult, like not that.
No, but if
yours
I make,
is not,
but if I make videos like the way I want to make them, like I am now, mm-hmm. and like, I get the good watch, like my videos get really good watch time. Like people fuck with the content I make, which is nice because I don't have to guard my way to do a fucking Orbi pool. You know what I mean? Like we go drive JDM cars and we get to do something actually fucking cool.
Yeah, I agree.
And then that video is 2 out of 10. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's, and then exactly, we do shit,
but you,
scootering and fast cars.
If you did the Orbi video, do you think your videos would do better though?
Like I think that they could, but like people would watch them as entertainment and not because they like want to see what my life is.
Yeah, because not because they fuck
difference,
with you. Yeah.
Difference, love both these guys. The difference is Danny Duncan, FaZe Rug. But so they both have massive fan bases.
No, you know FaZe, I mean? But yeah.
But you click on a FaZe Rug video because he's going to catch, first one to catch biggest fish wins $10,000. I want to see, you know what I mean? It's entertainment.
Yes.
Danny Duncan is like, what did this fucker do today?
Yeah.
What did this guy do today? And I think that's cooler because in my eyes, Danny's having more fun. I have made the videos like the Orbi pools. I've literally done that shit. And it's like showing up at like a Hot Wheels set. Like it's work.
It is.
The whole day and it sucks.
Oh,
like it's not.
Clean up mess, everything.
It's not actually fun, bro. But then the video is like, look how much fun we're having. When it's like the whole setup of this video, like low-key sucked dick and was legit labor. You know what I mean?
It really was. And from front to back, it's just. And then you're just faking a smile through the whole.
And that's the thing. This is what people want to see us actually have fun. So if we're having actual fun, that's what people want to follow. You know what I mean? But if we're faking a smile to play in an Orbi pool, like people know that like, okay, these 21 and 24 year old, like they don't think this shit's lit. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. 100%.
But then it's like, that's the 13 year olds watching that. And it's like, makes sense. But also like I've done all those kind of videos when they were relevant to me at my age. Like when I was 16, bro, making toilet paper forts was so fun.
Yeah.
It was
fun. Going
like,
to Walmart. That was
why
like
would I
the
do
bee's
that?
Knees.
Yeah, why would I do that?
It's cause in your brain, you realize consequences and everything going back to like,
but yeah, I guess why wouldn't I do that? I could do that.
You could, but now like who would like now the security guard actually might call the cops on you or
I don't even. Yeah. But to me, it's just that it's not fun anymore. I've also learned, bro, our currency is fun.
Our currency?
Like anything we do all day depends on whether or not it's fun. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Think about our deciding factor. Would we drive to Arizona right now? Yes or no?
No.
Why not?
Because that sounds like a
mob. Why would we do that? That's not fun.
I'm going to go to Arizona and have nothing to...
That's not fun. Would we drive to Texas to go fuck with... To go maybe fish on the way and then stop and play with Koenigs eggs and then drive up to fucking Louisiana and hang out with Kale and then go to Atlanta and film videos with Diver?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
exactly. We'd do some bullshit for some fun. You'd weigh the options out.
You really do. You really do. Like, even like...
That's what I mean. Everything comes down to what, like, if it's fun or not. So YouTube videos got to be fun.
And I feel like I've gotten over just like... I hate just being sitting there and standing around. I feel like I hate that so much. Are you like that yet? Like, I can't go to LA no more, bro. I just sit there and stand around waiting for something to happen.
I kind of learned that. Yeah, I don't like that.
But like,
felt good.
But then, if I was doing the same amount of time going to wherever, maybe it was like even Oregon or something like that. But I knew like my time was gonna be way more valued there. Like not sitting around.
You're about it, 100%. No, but yeah, the future of the YouTube videos are, I'm excited. I'm, again, like, the views, like, I'm making the videos I want to make, so I'm more than happy with the views.
So are you over
And the views are not bad, bro. Like, I got 900, 500, 400, 400.
Yeah, that's horrible. I mean,
that's what I mean. Like, I would much rather have, like, 100,000 really dope fans than 10 million that don't actually fuck with me.
I agree. Like, I agree so heartily. Like, that, I feel like how Danny and Nelk did their... whole branding in the beginning, like, but they probably were not making any money off CPM at all.
No,
100%, exactly. Just struggling.
And that's how I'd like my videos to get too, in the future.
Just like, who cares about the content making money off of YouTube?
Yeah. I can't wait to get to that point, and I'm gonna. It's all an evolving thing. But eventually, I'll have like the copyright music. I'll do way more fucking dope shit.
But
that I don't care about getting flagged on YouTube.
But besides YouTube, are you still just, is there any like other businesses you're trying to focus on really heavy right now?
I mean, I got all the things that I've been building and been working on and they kind of run themselves right now. Like my main thing I'm focused on is like my YouTube videos.
YouTube video and club.
YouTube videos, number one. Everything else falls under that to me. Like YouTube videos are main priority.
So what's the next video? What's the next video you're working on?
Yo,
we just went to the skate park today.
Listen, the next video I'm posting, there's another thing though. With that, I have been going hard on the club, bro. Like no cap.
I know you texted me saying post more. I'm like, wait, you're outposting me? Because usually I outpost you.
No. That never been a thing. Bro, I've been going hard on the club though. My next YouTube video, we took, me and Maverick, we took 3 No Fox club members to downtown San Diego.
Oh,
we
got right.
them
that was so
a
lit.
Ride. In a Bugatti Veyron, a $1.5 million hypercar.
Bro, your club members too are so like would be like just friends.
No, legit, like kids our age, all of them. Except for actually Toby.
Yeah, Toby.
Toby had 2 kids. He was 30.
Yeah, but bro, they're just like friends of ours.
Yeah,
like,
Mac and then Cassandra was the other one. Shout out to them.
That's how I like they pull up and I like, they already know so much about us and that's like so easy to get to know like one person real fast, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh,
and
like you're
comfortable.
Dope.
It feels comfortable because like, you know they know you.
Yeah.
So where you're like, we know each other.
Yeah, we know each other.
Yeah, bop. And then it's just your friends. And then they were our age. So they were mad. Everyone was mad chill.
Yeah. Bro, it was like, that was such, because that was like the first time meeting like a club member, like where we can go one-on-one instead of like at Feel Fest real quick.
Yeah. And then they were geeking out. I loved when they started bonding. You told me about it. About the YouTube video about the club video.
Yeah, they're saying.
Tell me about that. Like, explain it to the people that don't know.
Okay, so Tanner posted a new club video with him and his sister.
Don't tell them what it was.
Though. Okay. Just like, doing some fuck shit, and they were just like, did you see Tanner's new video he just posted? Bro, I was dying. That is why I subscribed to the club, because I wanted to see stuff like that. And then I was like, wait, what video? I haven't seen it yet. He just posted this morning. You didn't see it? I'm like, no, I woke up and drove straight here.
And then I think Toby or Mac, the other one, was like, wait, are you talking about the new club video?
Yeah, they're like, wait, are you talking? Yeah,
they were like
all,
bonding over it.
I was like, damn, I missed that. I gotta watch this.
Yeah, and then so they showed up. They hung out with us for, 6 hours?
Yeah,
we were together like all day. Went to the Attorney King in downtown.
That guy
saw his crazy
so
office.
Cool.
He showed us around. San Diego legend, Attorney King. Shout out him.
I see his billboards everywhere, and then I just like never like I just you don't think someone's a real person. It's like the Dos Equis guy.
Yeah,
you know
Dos Equis.
Yeah, the most interesting man in the
world. Dos Equis.
Yeah, I feel like that's who he is. Like, because you see his billboard billboard everywhere, and then all of a sudden it's like, wait, you're real?
Yeah. And he was just chilling with us, taking us for a ride in the Bugatti. No, but that was like the coolest experience. So that's the next YouTube video. And then there's also some skate park footy in there. But yeah, man, we're going hard in the club. For real.
And then we
just had a club member over to the fucking house, and he's about to come on the podcast actually
right now.
So if you guys remember when we started the podcast, we did a giveaway to have a No Fox Given podcast viewer out on the podcast. And that is literally what we're doing right now. We waited for COVID and everything. You know, we wanted to make sure everyone was comfortable and everyone was safe because and now they've lifted the mask mandate. You know, people can get their vaccines. The world seems like it's repairing itself. So we were able to finally have the Cam Fam out here. Check out their YouTube channel if you have not already. You guys make family content.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. It's actually a father-son channel. So it's the Cam Fam, which stands for the King and Me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's just me and my son. My fiance helps all out, you know. She helps film and, you know, come up with ideas. She's always there.
Right.
You know.
Oh, so it's mainly a father-son channel.
Mainly a father-son channel, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It's pretty cool. I was like, maybe we could do something a little bit different.
Yeah.
And then my fiance is not, she doesn't like to be too much in the limelight and like be on camera too much. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, I don't want to make her do something she doesn't want to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, let's try this. And then he loves it. The way I look at it is like, we get to stack up memories.
Yeah.
And my son, we get to save it on YouTube so we can look back at it when he's older. And then if something comes from it, something comes from it, you know?
Right. Yeah. That's awesome. That's kind of the same reason I feel like I make my videos is like, growing up, my dad always told me like bedtime stories. Like, did your dad do that, like, of his life?
Yeah, all the time. I swear my dad had the, like, in my eyes, the coolest life. And so I'm always like, now I try to do something. I'm like, oh, I can make a better memory. I can,
yeah,
do,
right.
I can one up my dad.
Tell my kids.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of the reason I make my YouTube videos. Like, a big inspiration for how I make them is like, one day, hopefully, I can, like, my kid will be like, can you tell me a story? I'm like, here's the iPad, bro. Check out this. You know I mean, I'll have unlimited content for years.
That is so cool. That's like the main reason I look at it, dude. I'm like, dude, we have like, I'm not trying to get change the mood or anything, but I don't have memories with my dad, really, because there's no, they didn't really have cameras back
not
then,
at all.
You know? And then, unfortunately, he'd passed when I was 4 years old.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, oh, you know what? I want, that's part of the reason I'm like, I want to stack up these memories. Who knows? Anything can happen, man. I think, the way I look at it is like, dude, every day is crazy. I work on the freeway right now, and I see accidents and people die. Dude, the other day, I saw a young kid like on a motorcycle die, and I was just like,
what do you do on the freeway?
And I blow mulch.
Okay,
so like on all the off ramps and on ramps we'll blow mulch for Caltrans, and
right,
kind of, you know those wood chips that you have there?
Yeah.
So we'll do that through like a big truck. It's like a huge hose connected to this big rig, and on the back of the big rig it like shoots out mulch, and we're just like, it looks like firefighter but not firefighter.
Instead
of shooting water, we're shooting wood chips.
So you be out there and like seeing, like, what you see people crash? Like,
yeah,
just
because we'll
you spend
we'll
so much time on the freeway,
stuff.
It's pretty, like, frequent?
Yeah, we'll see some crazy stuff, dude. It's crazy.
What's like the
last week, there was, like 6 people died. I was like, what the heck?
While
not in one
there?
Accident. Not in one accident, but, like, all around us. Like, the Caltrans superintendent was like, we told her, like, hey, this motorcycle accident happened. We saw this young kid die. You know, like, what happened? She told us kind of what happened. Or, like, he was kind of just swerving in and out of traffic and all this stuff. She's like, but this morning, this accident happened on the 10 freeway. She's like, and this truck drove off like the bridge onto the freeway. She's like, and last night, this guy got onto the opposite side of the freeway, driving the opposite way, and just went head on with someone, and they died. And I'm just like, dude, shit happens every day. So yeah, that's why I'm like, you know what? It's good to stack these memories because you never know. God forbid anything ever happens to me, but like,
yeah, that's got to be so tough, just to like go home and I don't know, just. Saying another person died today.
It gives me the chills sometimes. Like I called my fiance and I'm like, oh, you won't believe what happened and stuff. And then the saddest thing was I saw his family up on the bridge with like signs, like 4 days later, 2 days later, asking for money. Like, oh, you know, we're trying to have his memorial. That's how I found out he was young. Cause at first I just saw a body on the freeway and they bagged it up.
Oh, you seen it too in person?
And then when I was driving up to the bridge, I'm like, what are these people doing? And sure enough, I see this lady, which has got to be his mother. She's holding a sign and she looks sad. And I see this kid, like a young looking kid, picture of him, like in memory of Armand. And I was like, what? I'm like, that's crazy. That gave me the chills. And I didn't have any cash on me. So I exited the freeway, went, and I got cash back. Because I felt bad. I was like, I don't know. It just hit me some type of way. So I was like, I wrapped around, came back, bro. And she wasn't there. I was like, no.
Oh.
I was like, no. I was like, it's such a bummer. I was like,
all right, man. So how old are you?
I'm 28.
28
years old, yeah.
All right. So you know how like we kind of expose ourselves on the podcast?
You do.
Like you listen to the podcast, right?
Yeah, I assume.
Yeah. Like man.
Cody Walker, that was crazy. I was like, oh what?
You like that episode?
Yeah, that was cool.
What's some crazy shit in your 28 years of living that's happened that's just like a good story that like perfect time to tell it on the podcast to us? We want to hear it, bro. Like whenever we got some tea that goes on, it's like we wait for the podcast and it's like, yo, this happened. Like maybe some shit happened this week. Like, you're just like, week? Damn, you wouldn't believe this shit, right?
Yeah, yeah, right? Of course.
I don't know of any, like, recent memory. I just have, like, a regular, you know.
No, some crazy shit's happened to you before, bro.
For sure, my young life. Like, my.
Yeah, bro, you grew up in Temecula.
Come on, you grew up out here, school, too.
Bro, that's what I was going to say. My high school life was like a movie. I'm not even going to lie. I commit, like, the shit that I've done in my life, I'm like, what the fuck?
So,
like,
what was the move here in Temecula when you were a kid then? Like, what was the crazy shit y'all were getting into before, like, iPhones?
We definitely always went
You wouldn't even be that. You would have been young even then, right?
We were pretty young.
You're not
that
much older than us.
28?
Yeah, he's 4 years older than you.
Yeah. We had phones, but I don't think we had, like, I remember I had, like, a Razor and stuff. I think once I was later in high school is when the iPhones came out. And for some reason, I wasn't that into social media. And I wasn't, like, really into it until I graduated high school. And then I got super into it. So I was like, I kind of missed out. I wish I filmed so much of the stuff that we did. I'm like, dude. I always tell my friends, like, dude, if we filmed our life and all the stupid shit we did, like, we could have probably made, like, a channel out of it or something.
Missed out content.
Yeah, I'm like, dang. But one of the craziest memories I have, like, I always say this, me and my friend, his dad is, like, a medical salesman or something. He does, like, medical supplies for all across the country and the world. And he stacks up points for going on airplanes all the time. And he was like, you guys just graduated high school, you know? He's like, you guys could pick anywhere in the world. And, like, I'll send you guys as a graduation present, like, fly you guys out and stuff. He's like, I have stacked up points, and by the end of in, like, 2 weeks, they're going to expire. So they told him, like, if you don't use these points in 2 weeks, they're going to go to waste. And he was like, well, let me send my son and his best friend anywhere they want. And I was like, what? And then it sucks. I didn't have a passport when he asked us that. And I was like, fuck. I was like, so that limited. Yeah, that limited it. And I was like, what do we do now? And he's like, let's think of something cool, blah, blah, blah. So we ended up saying, like, all right, let's go to Florida, Miami.
And
we ended up staying in Fort Lauderdale. So we flew out there, and the whole trip was just, like, insanely memorable. We made friends with, like, random people. Like, all right, like, we talk about anything here, right?
So,
like,
of course. Read the sign.
A fox given, right? So, like, it's so funny. I smoked in high school. I smoked weed, you know?
Of course.
So we would
dabble. I need more than Maverick.
You know? And we were out there. And we're like, dude, how are we gonna get bud? Like, what the heck? Like, we want to smoke. And we just started making friends. We started playing basketball with the random locals at the beach, and, like, just getting into it. And we saw a couple guys, and we're like, they look like they smoke. And we just went up to them, and we're like, hey, dude, like, you know where we can get some bud from? Blah blah blah. And they're like, yeah, yeah. Like, what are you guys doing later and all this stuff? Long story short, we ended up meeting up later. We met up with them in Miami, and they're like, okay, yeah, the connect is coming. And we're like, okay, cool. And we're waiting, and he's like, all right, let's go wait over there. It's gonna be, and then this white van pulls up. And we're like, what the hell?
Oh, some sketchiness. Bro.
And the back doors open up, and this ramp comes down the ramp. Oh. And this dude on a wheelchair, like, comes out. And I guess he's, like, the ultimate connect there. And he's like, hey, what's up, guys? And he takes out, like, a couple bags. Yeah, and he's like, he takes out a couple bags, and he's like, hey, like, I got this, and that. And we're like, what the hell? And we're like, yo, we'll take that, you know? And we ended up getting that. I don't know. This sounds
so. Wait,
silly.
Did he have a driver? Did he have a driver?
Yeah, I guess yeah. He had
like he was like a drug lord, low key.
I think he was. Yeah, we didn't like ask him any questions. He's got
the drugs.
I just thought it was. So
was it like
weird
the Stephen Hawking chair, or was it like a normal wheelchair?
No, I think it was like a Stephen Hawking chair.
Oh yeah, so
it
he was
like
a
nice chair. Yeah,
he was low key like a pimp.
Yeah, bro. And I was like
a drug lord.
And I was like, what are the odds of this happening? Why did this guy just pull up like that? But we're like, all right, cool, we'll get that. And so that whole weekend was crazy. We took fake IDs, like, so we could buy alcohol
naturally.
And stuff. Yeah, and we go to the clubs and stuff. We're at 18.
Okay.
We just graduated high school. So we were having a good time. It was kind of like lit memories that I've never thought that I would ever go through, to be honest.
Yeah.
One of the things we did also is his dad was like, hey, guys, I have some friends out there, blah, blah, blah. They wanted to take you guys out to the Keys if you want to go and stuff, the island Keys. And we're like, yeah, what the heck? Hell yeah. So, like, this taxi guy comes and picks us up in the taxi, takes us to the dock. And we're walking in the dock towards, like, this, like, little mini yacht thing. And this guy's, like, in a suit, just like, Mason, Ignacio. And we're like, we look at each other like, yeah. And he's like, oh, come on here, man. You know what? Like, Freddie couldn't make it. I don't remember his name, to be honest. I'm just going to say Freddie. That's that. Like,
right.
Freddie was his dad's friend that was supposed to be with us, like, taking us. He said, Freddie couldn't make it, but I'm going to be escorting you guys. Like, you know, there's beer in the fridge downstairs. There's a cooler with beer. And then there's food, sandwiches, chips, whatever. You guys just have a good time. And we're going to head to the island. We're going to dock. And just like, let me know if you guys need anything, you know, and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I was just tripping, bro. Because I'm 18 and I'm like.
Yeah, people live like this.
I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, dude, I didn't know people could live like this. You know, I'm like, that was low-key crazy.
Us. Yeah. When we went to the Bahamas, we were like. People live like, cause like, literally, I feel like I'm from like, just like the gutter, just, you know what I mean?
That's
just
how like, I feel, bro. I'm like, that's what I was like. What? That opened up my eyes though. That made me like, I think get motivation for life in general. Yeah, I was like, okay, like there's a lot more I could achieve in life than I expected. I'm like, cause it's not like these guys are famous. These guys are just have careers. I don't know what they're doing. They're investing their money some way, somehow. And they're doing it. I'm like, okay, so you don't have to be famous to
get possible.
All this stuff. And it's possible, you know?
It's very possible. And there's then, like, honestly way more people that are like that than famous and rich.
Isn't it? Yeah, that's so crazy. That's
you wouldn't know.
And that's how it.
And there's money in everything, which is also so crazy.
It's so crazy, bro. When I moved to Temecula, I was picked on when I was a kid in Inglewood. Because I was like, I lived in a ghetto area. They were like, oh, you're a white boy. Like, on all seven, I'm Mexican.
Yeah, I was just going
to
say.
Bro, they used to be like, dude, I got like jumped and all this stuff. So I was like, I don't like this place. And when we moved to Temecula, I'm just making friends, you know, normal friends. I'm like, all right, cool. And I remember one day, like, my friends started inviting me to their houses and stuff. And my mom's like driving me and like we pull up and I'm just like, what the hell? I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, this is their address. And I was like, I think. And then I'm like, and then like I call them like, yo, I'm here. They walk out and sure enough, it's their address. And I'm like, that's what started opening up my mind. Okay, like.
What, they had a regular fat house.
Like
out here?
Out here, yeah. There's one of my buddies is like down the street from me, like literally probably a 1 minute drive, two minute drive. His dad's house. And I'm like, geez. And his dad was like an architect. And he had a house. Him and his wife split up and they both had fat houses. Right. And I'm like, what the heck? And just like, I don't know. It was just crazy. All that stuff just opened up my eyes a lot. And I was just like, okay, what can I do in this world? Like, so I could like have this kind of life, you know? And so slowly but surely trying to work at it.
Would you say you got that out your system? Because now you pulled up here.
I feel like I got
out
of my
system. You got a little almost 3-year-old little boy.
Yeah.
You got the fiance.
Yeah.
How's that transition? Like you got.
It's huge. It is different. Yeah.
But
I love
about that.
Honestly, I love it. And I think you're right. I got it out of my system because I did so many things in high school. I'm just like, when I graduated, most people do everything in college, I feel like. And I was more like, well, I think I'm calm now. You know, I kind of just.
What's one thing that you did as a kid that you hope your son doesn't do?
That's a good question.
Everything. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Well, because I'm sure you want your son to like have like a fun high school experience or college experience.
I want him to have a fun high school experience. I just hope he doesn't, you know, it sounds so dumb, but I think weed was a mistake for me. Everyone's so different with weed. I have a couple buddies that can achieve so much. They're like getting straight A's. I remember they were taking like calculus, going to college and stuff. I was going to college with them up there and I was like, dude, how are you guys doing all this? Like, and they would be hitting me up like, hey, you want to smoke a blunt? You want to smoke a blunt? In between class and stuff. And I'm like, sure. But it affected me so much.
How?
It just slows me down, bro. It's crazy. Like I just get demotivated and I just, like right now I don't smoke because it just demotivates me. But
same with me.
Hustle. On weed. Yeah. And I'm just like, okay, like everyone's different. And because he has my genes, I hope he gets it out of his system early. Like, you know, I know he's going to try it probably in high school. It's just like inevitable, but I hope he's smart about it. And I hope I can have a talk with him to be like, hey man, like
help him understand it rather than be like, don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. I want him to understand it. Like, hey man, this is what could happen to you. This is how you might react to it. Cause you have the same genes as me. I know you might have friends that doesn't change them at all, but some reason it just makes me very like complacent, demotivated, and just like very chill. I'm just like I'll be happy just like smoking and then just sitting down. Like, you know, like I wouldn't want to hustle. Like, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Whenever I smoke, I just feel like I feel just like paranoid. And then I'm like, I don't want to do anything. I just want to
just chill.
Like, cause I get so like in my head and I'm like, I'll just sit down.
I'll be getting in my head too.
Yeah. So that's one thing. Why?
I feel like I do that too, but I just keep doing it.
Why?
Like, I don't know, bro.
I feel like, have you seen that like one study that's like how addicting weed actually is?
Yeah, it is.
It's like crazy. It takes like 6 months or like something like that to get out of your system completely where your receptors get back to normal.
And I want to be as real as I can with you guys. Like if anyone that's, you know, smoking or anything, like I want to be real with you guys. Like they say it's not addicting or whatever, but like
It is.
Dude, that shit is addicting. Like, I'm sorry. Maybe it's not like freaking like the other stuff. Like, you're not like freaking.
Or yeah, maybe not like heroin or like nicotine or something like that.
Like that, but like its effect. Like, I remember I was waking up like sweaty or like I couldn't like, I was like, couldn't sleep that much and stuff. And it took time for me to kind of like be normal again.
Bro, you know? I met this dude yesterday. He said some facts to me, bro. He said, you never seen a fat person that smokes.
Oh, that's Watch Dog Luna.
Yeah, it low key fucks your appetite up too. Is that a part of it for you too?
Actually, it's funny that you bring that up. I was pretty skinny. I was like super skinny. I was 164.
Bro, you're skinny now. You're
I'm
just like
10 now.
Swole, bro. Like,
I've gotten into working out. Okay. I got a dad bod now. Dad bods are real. All right. You don't got time. It's so hard to find time to like work out consistently. It's crazy. But I love working out.
Having a child, right?
Having a child, bro. Oh my God, so much work.
It's like a puppy on steroids.
For real.
That's what it is.
Straight up. It really is. You got to tender to them. They always want to go outside. I get home from a long day at work. Da-da, da-da, da-da. Out, out, out. He wants to play basketball, baseball, whatever.
But it's nonstop.
It's nonstop. I'm like, dude, you
forever.
Do not run out of energy.
Until he's 18, bro.
I'm like, holy crap. Like, sometimes I'll try and burn him out. Like, all right, let's go to the park. Let's go skateboard. Let's go do everything. And like, he'll nap for a little bit once we get home. I burn him out for a little bit. As soon as he wakes up, it's... Like, he never did anything.
Back to 100?
Back to 100. But I'm like, whoa, crazy. But I'll squeeze in the time to work out. I just got to figure it out. There's ways to do it. Don't find excuses, guys. Like, there's ways to do it, but it's just hard. Like, I have to, like, take him with me to work out. And, like, you know, because we have a little gym in the garage.
Oh, that's cool. What's one of your guys' like, greatest memories so far? I feel like every day is probably a new, better memory.
It is, yeah.
What's one that you just remember the most? It's just like, yeah, I'm glad I'm a father.
Honestly, when... Everything is amazing. It's crazy. It's so hard. It's so cliche. You know how people are like, oh, yeah, when you have a kid, but it's so true. Like, you love everything about them and every little moment you have with them. You're just like, I made this thing. It's growing. It's learning new things. So like, he's becoming a person. He's growing his own little personality. Like it's just, it's amazing. One of my favorite memories I would say is when he started walking. I was so excited. At first, he was crawling and stuff, and then I'm like, when are you going to walk? When are you going
like,
to walk?
Yeah.
I'm trying to help him. So I was hyped, bro. I was like, he's walking. I was like, he's walking.
Like, he's landing out.
Taking all the
trip.
iPhone videos.
Yeah, where we were like filming everything. Like, oh, get it, bro. Oh, man, it was so exciting. And then all of a sudden, we're like, damn, he's running everywhere now. He's climbing all over everything now. Like, you know, it's you're like, oh, he learned how to walk. That was super exciting. But now it's like, we got more dangerous things. Now he's going to run over here, might trip and hit this. Now he's climbing things, you know.
Yeah, you got to warn him, prepare him. What's some advice you'd have for new dads out there? Something that just blindsided you, that you weren't ready when you had a kid. Like,
let me think. Something that blindsided me that I wasn't ready yet. I can't say I wasn't ready for like changing diapers because I knew that was going to happen, but I never practiced it. So I was like.
How do you practice?
Well, yeah, well, how would you practice?
Cousins and stuff, you know.
So, hey, can I borrow?
Can I
borrow
diaper?
Your baby?
Cousins. No, sometimes my aunts would be like, oh, you want to try? I'm like, hell no, I don't want to try to change the diaper.
It's not my turn
I'm
yet.
Like, no, bro. I'm like,
damn.
But
I wanted to ask you before we wrap this little thing
up. That was
up.
A super good question, though.
That was.
I think, like, what is something I want to prepare them for? You just got me.
I know
hard.
I want kids.
I'm like, they're amazing. I always say, like, I think for sure everyone should have a kid. Plus, Elon Musk even says, like, we're running out of population or something like that. I don't know if you guys heard
really?
Him say that. He's like, what? Dude, not enough millennials have kids. Like, back in the days, like, two generations ago, there was a lot of kids, and now we're starting to slow down. And he's saying that eventually the human race will die off if we continue in this trend.
Yeah, right.
Which is crazy.
Bam.
Well, Smiling Sam got six, bro. He's helping the population. Yeah,
he's
that was a UFC
he's
fighter that took us out.
He said, you guys just went to that fight, right? To the amateur fight and stuff?
I did. Yeah, he didn't go. He's been Mr. Busy. He's trying to start a family.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. There you go. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Just be ready to... something that blindsided me was just time.
Time.
A lot of your time is taken. First of all, you have a wife and a kid.
And it doesn't change, bro. It's not like the fish tank where you can spend all my money on the fish tank and then get sick of it and then I'll take care of the fish tank. It's like, that's your child, bro.
Yeah, of course.
It's your child.
You got to be able to manage your time. Like, I want to show them time throughout the day and love. Like, just doing this YouTube channel, one episode a week is so hard. Like,
yeah,
that's your child.
I have to spend time with them all day, everything. And then I would have to find time. When I'm supposed to be sleeping for work, I'll be like, okay, he's asleep. I spent time with my fiance enough for the day. Cool. Let me sneak away to the office room and let me start editing. Or like, let me start doing it. And it's like, it's crazy how one video a week is so hard for me to produce. But I've been consistent.
On top of your full-time job,
on top
though.
Of my everything, yeah.
Yeah. So how long have you been watching us? I'm curious about that.
It's been a couple years.
Oh,
before,
yeah?
Before, I started watching Maverick when on the podcast when you brought him in. And then I started watching you a couple years ago.
Okay.
Because I seen you in like Logan Paul's vlogs and like George Janko and stuff. And I'm like, who's Tanner? Like, who's Tanner Fox? And I started like going down the rabbit hole. And then I'm like, started watching your videos and stuff. And then kind of just stayed on there for a little while.
That's
kinda
sweet, man.
Stay on, watching a few influencers on YouTube. I'm a big YouTube person.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I would say I am too. I think that's the best thing for someone who is a YouTuber to consume YouTube content.
I learn, you know, because I learn how to like, okay, like I could zoom in on certain areas and stuff like that. It kind of teaches me how to play with the editor.
And another really big thing I do when I watch other YouTubers is like if I see anything that cringes me out, like I make sure I don't do that shit in my videos. Yeah. It's a big help to like kind of be aware of what's going on YouTube and stuff. How was coming out, seeing the house in person and stuff? Because we hung out for probably like the last 2.5 hours before filming this. So
yeah, I thought it was cool, man. It's sweet. The house is beautiful. It takes me down memory lane. Like I said, I grew up in Temecula, so I was just driving through here. Like I have 3 friends that live like in a 3-minute drive from you, like 2-minute drive from you.
You gonna go visit them?
I haven't talked to them in a long time. Possibly. I might hit them up. Be like, hey Ryan, what are you doing, Mason? It's nice. You have a beautiful house, by the way.
Oh,
beautiful,
thank you, man.
Guys, beautiful house.
Is it weird to see it in person, like from videos?
Yeah.
Is it like bigger, smaller?
It is.
Or even like the podcast room. Did you expect it to like look like this on this side?
Yeah, right.
No,
that's a good question.
I know, right? I didn't expect all this. I'm like, it's all set up, you know? I had an idea of how it would be, but I didn't know there was going to be 3 cameras.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay, sweet. Everything just looks nice. Looks bigger in person. The one thing that threw me off was the cars, just because they look kind of smaller in person.
Yeah.
And in videos, they look
bigger.
Yeah, bigger.
Really? I feel like when I first saw the GTR, I was like, this is a big car.
But the Lambo's tiny in person. Huh?
Yeah, the Lambo is
Lambo
tiny.
Is small in person.
That the Lambo's like, whoa, yeah. A little car. It low-key is. I mean, it's massive, but it's pretty little.
And then I didn't know you had a gate to get into your house. So I was like, oh.
Like, oh, shit.
Like, there's a gate here. I thought it was just a driveway he pulled in.
Yeah.
We got to. People come up to the gate all the time, and then you're always like,
Yeah.
Clean, man. All right, well, it's already been 26 minutes.
Ooh, what the heck?
How was that being on a podcast, bro? How is it being on a podcast? What's the first impressions?
Dude, I think it's cool. I love the idea.
You're a natural talker.
You are, bro. You're good at it. Oh,
really? Thank you.
Hell yeah. People are going to love this little segment.
Oh, sweet. I hope you guys do. I hope you guys do.
This is a No Fox viewer right here, guys, on the podcast. This could be you in the future.
I am a viewer. I'm a viewer and a club member, all right? So make sure you guys join the club, you know?
They got
some
cool
exclusive content. Hey, I got to. Got to support.
My boy, he knows what's up. Join, use code TANNER50, get 50% off your first month.
Yep.
He knows the deal.
I should have said that, right? The 50% deal.
And guys, make sure you check out the Cam Fam. That's K-A-M.
Yeah.
F-A-M. The Cam Fam on YouTube. Please. And you guys can check out the father-son vlogs. That's a vibe. I've never seen that before.
No, I'm excited for that. I love father-son content, so I think it'll be great.
I would greatly appreciate it if you guys do, man. Thank you for shouting that out. Sorry if I do have those cringe scenes. You know, I'm learning.
I'm learning, guys.
No, so
I mean, like, comment earlier is, like, I look at YouTubers that make content similar to mine.
Yeah.
Okay, say I was watching Danny Duncan. Not that Danny Duncan would ever cringe me out because he's, like, a goat.
Yeah.
But, like, if I see Danny, like, do something in a video or treat someone a certain way, I'm like, okay, I got to make sure I don't do that in my video. That's what I mean.
You know what I mean?
I'm not looking at your videos being like, ugh. I never do that in my video.
I would definitely, I feel like I probably have some cringe moments for sure. But I'm learning.
No, of course. And that's what you do. You watch more YouTube, you learn more things about YouTube. Anyways, guys, thanks for listening to this segment. We love y'all. It's been Tanner.
It's been Maverick.
It's been Ignacio.
And we out. Peace.
Hey. Out.